Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Talk about some of the benefits of drinking enough water.
Absolutely. Well, most people don't realize, but the human body is actually made up of almost 70% water. So your brain is 80% water. Your muscles are 75% water. And overall, your body is 70%. So when you talk about getting enough water, you're talking about the very fuel for your body to perform at its best. So we can only live without water for 4 days at the most. And so the benefits initially are that everything just works better when you are properly hydrated. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of listeners today probably that have at one point or another wanted to lose weight and have found that frustrating. And hydration, being properly hydrated, is probably the number one thing you can do to assist with weight loss. It just gets easier to burn fat, it regulates your hormones, and it boosts your metabolism. But most people don't think of water that way.
Exactly. In fact, I've said this before, but my hubby, I just said, implement one discipline at a time, because otherwise we do too much too soon and we fall off the wagon. But I just said, try this, you know, 8 to 10 glasses of water a day. Just do that and see what happens. And Jimmy, in a month, he lost 10 pounds from changing nothing else.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it makes your hair shine. It helps you digest food and absorb nutrients. It's just so good for you. And on the flip side, though, we lose our taste for water. And I'm going to make some soda makers mad at me maybe, but when you drink too much soda, you lose your taste for water. And I've learned, and you can maybe correct this if I'm wrong about this, but it's even harder to lose weight when you drink a lot of diet soda even than the sugar. I mean, the sugar is plentiful in normal soda, but diet soda makes it really tricky to lose weight as well. Talk about just that, how we lose our taste for the things that are good for us when we feed on things that sort of get us through the moment.
Yeah, most of us are addicted to products with a lot of sugar. And that sugar dulls your sense for enjoyment for something like water. So when I tell most people to, hey, you got to increase your water intake, and here's all the benefits, not only weight loss, but improves your digestion and your immune system. Hey, you don't want to get sick, drink water. And they start to drink it and they go, I just don't like water. Well, part of that is because we have grown so accustomed to and addicted to a sugary sensation when we drink, that we reject anything that doesn't have it. So, you know, and it speaks to the other issue there of the diet sodas trick your body into thinking that it's getting sugar because it has that sweetness, but your body's not actually receiving the sugar. So it calls actually for more sugar. So you think you're doing the right thing drinking that soda, that diet soda, because you're not getting the sugar. But the very opposite effect is happening because your body will then go eat and drink more foods with sugar in it, and consequently, you'll gain more weight.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.